Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In Texas, more than 4,000 people have now died from COVID-19. But the state also reported yesterday that the positivity rate is now at about 14%, the lowest in 11 days. Mark McClellan is a health policy advisor to Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who teaches at Duke University School of Business and also former head of the FDA in the George W. Bush administration. And he joins us on Skype. Mark, welcome to Here and Now.
It's great to be with you. Thanks.
Governor Abbott recently said that there's no shutdown coming, but if cases continue to rise, do you think he needs to shut the state down again?
Well, if cases do continue to rise, further steps are needed because it's simply not sustainable to stress hospitals more and more to get to a point where there's so much prevalence of COVID that it's challenging to people to go out and be part of the economy. I think the good news is, though, that since that statewide mask order took effect, there has been a slowdown in the growth of cases in most parts of the state. So there's some signs that Texas is stabilizing. It's at a very high level of infection, one that's not easy to sustain and do things like open schools and all. But at least that seems like a step in the right direction.
And time is of the essence. We're talking about weeks until children are scheduled to go back to school. You mentioned the measures that Congress is looking at. One big measure that everyone is watching is the unemployment benefit extension. What will the impact be if Congress cannot reach a deal to continue those unemployment benefits that expire at the end of the month? And what would you like to see passed?
Well, I would like to see some kind of extension because the virus is still so active. There are a lot of industries that continue to be seriously impacted that I think we had hoped would be in better shape by now. We were talking about restaurants before. I think it's important for them to stay open at limited capacity or with outdoor seating, especially in areas with outbreaks. Bars have proven to be really tough. I don't think it's going to be easy to reopen them anytime soon. Until we really get some further, you know, culture change around this. What we really need in the United States is for the next 6-8 months at least before we get vaccines that work at least partially, as we get better treatments, people just recognizing that this is a time when we got to do the pandemic equivalent of no indoor smoking or wearing a seatbelt, which is masks and not getting together in big groups, whether it's at bars or at your own home with 10 or 20 other people or at church. It's just really not safe and the source of continuing spread of the virus in our communities.
The New York Times reported that President Trump's team deliberately shifted the response to states, not because it was the best policy, but because it was the best politics for the president so that he could avoid blame. What should the strategy of the White House be? And do you blame the president for a failure of leadership?
Well, we do have a federal system in the United States, and the basic principle of emergency response is federal support for state frontline activities. And local control does matter, but there is a real need with this scale of a pandemic for federal support around the resources required to manage the pandemic locally. And you're seeing some of that happening at the federal level. So for this round of the surges, we've had less issues around shortages of personal protective equipment. We are short, though, in a number of areas. We're short on testing. We need a national strategy that gets the right kind of test to the right person. And with unclear messages and lack of kind of consistent guidelines, I think it's harder for people to get a clear sense that, you know, this is how we all need to pull together.
Do public health systems need more funding? I mean, Texas was one of 31 states that cut public health budgets in the last few years.
Yeah, we don't have nearly as extensive of a public health system as many other countries around the world. Unfortunately, we can't just build that overnight. Congress should consider some more support there around more resources for testing, more resources for contact tracing, and especially important, I think, is making it easy for people who do have symptoms to report them, to get tested, to stay at home. That means maybe some help with recovering some of the wages they'd lost if they went to their job. You know, we do that for people who do jury duty, things that make it easy to follow these kinds of rules. So I think steps like that could make a difference.
That's Mark McClellan. He is a doctor and economist who teaches at Duke University and a health policy advisor to Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Mark, thank you so much.
Thank you.